Year, Lanisha Senegal was trying to manage her own pre-diabetes. She didn't have health insurance, so she was vigilant about diet and exercise. Then her kidneys started to hurt.
I kept trying to just, you know, manage it with water and cranberry pills and ginger, and so I tried that for a few weeks. Then I finally decided to go to the doctor, to the hospital.
Lanisha owns a nonprofit that helps businesses plan for the future. And like many entrepreneurs, she makes too much to qualify for Medi-Cal. But she didn't think she could afford insurance through Covered California, the state's marketplace. She finally signed up last month so she could get her kidney problem looked at. She paid her first month's premium, saw a doctor, and then the medical bills started stacking up, so she dropped it.
I didn't expect that it was going to have all those extra out-of-pocket costs. So that extra $1,000 just was unexpected, so I didn't pay for it this month.
Governor Gavin Newsom wants to make healthcare more affordable for people like Lanisha by providing more premium assistance. Under his plan, people making up to $73,000 a year would get help. Right now, the cutoff is $50,000 a year, but most small business owners make a little more than that. Mark Herbert is the California director for the Small Business Majority, a policy group promoting small business growth.
It's really ensuring that products are affordable for individuals that make them much more likely to purchase that insurance.
Newsom wants to fund the new subsidies with the fines from a proposed statewide insurance mandate. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.